Hello, and welcome again to Daily Inspiration. I would like to enjoy some teaching and instruction out of God's Word today. And I'd like to go to the Book of John and look at a very simple but profound truth. Here we are in John chapter 8, verse, I guess we'll start at verse 36, and this will be our text verse, and then we'll go back a little bit. It says, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." John 8:36, "If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Now, if we had never read a Bible and we read that verse, we'd be pretty confused. So I'd like to just break that verse down and understand a few things. First, it says, if the Son. So that means there's a possibility that you would not meet this Son. But it says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free. So this Son is going to make you free from something. Well, this Son, we know, is the Son of God. He is the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, the person of the Trinity, the Godhead, one God, manifesting himself clearly in his three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And this Son has the power to make you free. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, it says you shall be free indeed. Now, what is he going to free you from? What is the Son going to free you from? Well, if you were in prison, it'd be nice to be released. People in jail won't out. Animals in cages won't out. So if you are incarcerated or captive, something has you captured, you would want to be free. And it says, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So there's another verse word in here in 36. As one brother used to say, what's the therefore, wherefore is the therefore? So why does it say therefore? It's referring to something that was spoken before. So we're going to go back a few verses now and understand this beautiful teaching. We're going to start at verse 32 now of John chapter 8. "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" So we're definitely talking about someone that is captured, someone that is not free. And the Jews that Jesus was preaching to said, you could know the truth and the truth would make you free. And they're basically saying, we are free. We're Abraham's children and we've never been in bondage to any man, which was very incorrect. They had been hundreds of years in slavery to Egypt, the children of Abraham. So they were in bondage to Rome at the moment. So they were blind and they could not see afar off. And Jesus answered them, and verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Now Jesus is taking this far deeper than an empire conquering or a person in prison. He's bringing the captivity and the bondage to something called sin. And basically He's referring to being in slavery to sin, because he said, Jesus answered them in verse 34, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And if we would do a little deeper study on these words in the Bible, it would clearly reveal that this word servant is the same word that could mean slave. So not just somebody just serving sin, but somebody that has a master called sin, and they are now the slave of sin. So whosoever committeth sin is the servant or slave of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house. You know, if you are a slave, you don't get the privileges of free people. You sleep in your own little secondary, substandard quarters more than likely. You don't get to stay in the master's house, in the boss's house. But Jesus said the servant, the slaves, they don't abide in the house, but the son does. The son abideth forever. And then we come to the verse we started with, verse 36, John 8:36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And he goes on to say, I know that you're Abraham's seed, referring back what they said. But ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Well, Jesus said the truth. You can know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It'll make you free. And Jesus said, if you commit sin, you continue in sin, you're under sin's bondage, you are his slave, and you will not abide with Christ. You will not abide with the Father. But Jesus gives us this blessed word. If the Son, we can know the Son, and it won't have to be an if, and he will. Whosoever, the scripture saith, call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we confess our sins, he's faithful. He's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. The Bible says that that if we would ask God to give us the Holy Spirit, he said he would. So we can be free. We can be free indeed. Are you free? Are you free indeed? I must ask myself the same question. Am I free? And am I free indeed? And if we are not, well, it's the grace of God that we see our need and we can truly repent. We can take up the cross, and we can follow Jesus. Believe on his name. Obey him fully. Don't trust in anything but Christ. Christ is the Savior. His truth abides forever. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. God bless you today. Have a good one. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Read your Bible. Meditate on it. Turn from all sin. Stay around the light and the truth and tell others about Jesus.